Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today I'm excited. I'm at the play party here in this gorgeous mansion. And we are in a cosplay theme. So everyone's dressed up. It's a Mario. That's me. I'm in my sexy Mario costume. My man in the camera is in little Princess Peach looking sexy as ever. But yeah, I'm excited to interview some people today and bring you guys another play party episode. So yeah, we're going to dive into some conversations soon. Thanks for coming back.
Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean.
Hi, sweets. As you know, I want you to be having the best possible sweet releases, but it's very normal and quite common to experience performance issues in the bedroom, which will then lead to lack of confidence. And that's just going to put that whole mind and body connection that I'm always talking about completely out of whack. But I have a solution for you penis owners. Your dick is similar to a muscle, and I'm sure most of you are neglecting it when you're hitting the gym. So Bathmate created the world's only FDA-regulated hydro pump, harnessing the power of water and this hydraulic vacuum, exercising your beautiful member. It's creating harder erections, improved erection predictability, improved sensations, more intense sensations, and just more intensity overall. I definitely encourage you to get the Hydro Extreme as it is far easier to use because it comes with this handball pump attachment. And after just 2 months of use with the Hydro Extreme, it's been proven to have increased gains, which we want. We want that gain. We want that girth. We want that muscle. Now, don't start pumping all day, every day, as you need time to give your body to heal. As we know, that's when the real magic happens, is on those off days. So take your time, take it slow. One of my favorite mottos, follow the instructions and let the water pump work its magic. Now, sweets, Bathmate is giving away 3 grand prizes worth over $1,500. Visit bathmatedirect.com/Barbie for your chance to win and exclusive access to the biggest annual Black Friday deals. You do not want to miss this. Enjoy, sweets. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Barbie.
Where should I be calling you? What's your name? What's your outfit?
Rad.
Oh my God. Yep. So fucking good. You look amazing.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us how you're feeling today with this party? It's a dope vibe.
Thank you so much. So far, so good. You know, it's the performances have been great. The costume contest was amazing. Just to see everybody show up and really show out. What I loved about this party is that we did it, you know, a week and some change after Halloween. So it didn't have like the Halloween vibes, more anime. But if you still have like a costume or a costume that you wanted to try, you can try it at this party. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a fun one.
Have you ever explored costume play like in the bedroom at all or like fantasies?
Yeah, sure. There's been a few, you know, last year I was Batman.
Okay.
So we did a little Batman Catwoman thing. But yeah, for the most part, you know, the issue is usually when there's a costume on, it just stays on for like, you know, a few minutes. So I try my best to get into character, but eventually.
Yeah, my wig is already driving me crazy. I'm like, it always comes off quickly. Yeah, you got a full one on.
Yeah, I got some.
So good.
Here. Where's my joint? Oh, it's in there somewhere.
Oh, love that. Amazing. Well, yeah, thanks so much for having me. This collab is awesome. I'm so excited to be back.
And no, I'm excited to have you back, Barbie. This is going to be one of my favorite episodes because just like when you did the camp, it was just so many people giving their firsthand experience. And sometimes that afterglow play, that prior to, it's been lovely working with you, Barbie.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you excited about anything tonight?
I'm excited already I feel like dressing up is like my favorite thing to do. I didn't go crazy all out, but I feel like it's nice to see everyone's little creative expressions. Yeah. And so I'm excited to, get some fun costumes on here.
You gonna hang out tonight?
I think I'm still in work mode. It's hard for me to separate, I'm hanging out. I'm definitely hanging out. My Princess Peach over there. Yeah, we might go to some of the cuddle zones or the dungeon downstairs.
I heard you were gonna peg Princess Peach today.
Oh my God, amazing. No, the dungeon downstairs with the, or the over there with the waterbed. Oh, yeah. And
waterbed,
like,
it has a four person Sibian, oh, the only four person Sibian on the side of Mississippi.
There's some really cool stuff down there. So I, you know, maybe.
Well, one of my big inspirations for this party was my wife and I and our friend Kim, or Kit, excuse me, went to Japan.
Okay.
So we went to Okinawa, Kyoto, Osaka, and Tokyo. And in Tokyo, there's this place called Akihabara. And it has the biggest, like the largest sex toy collection in the world. Mm. It's 7 or 8 floors of sex toys, all different things.
Wow.
So I went there twice and I found some stuff to bring back to the party, of course.
Yes.
So one of the things I brought back, or two, were these blow up dolls, these like hentai blow up dolls with wild proportions. But it had a blow up doll, and then next to it had like a pocket pussy or a fleshlight. I don't know what could be added in, but there was a fleshlight that went with it. So in there, there's two twin blow up dolls with fleshlights inside them. I just hope people use condoms.
Straight from Japan. Amazing.
Yeah, it's a little smaller, I will say, compared to the American versions.
Yeah. I love it. Well, thanks again, Michael. And come back if you are you going to get some fun times tonight?
Yeah,
are you?
The whole thing is fun for me. But, We'll see.
We'll see. Same. All right. Cheers. Hi, Nat.
Hello, Barbie.
Or Natasha. Beautiful name.
Thank you.
You look stunning. I'm glad that you are still in your skimpy, sexy outfit because I put my clothes back on. I'm like, you look so good.
Always and forever like this if I can be.
So you even have a little tail. You're a little Dalmatian cutie. Oh, yeah. You look so good. So for people listening, she's doing a little twirl. She's got a G-string. She's got this little, like, Dalmatian print lingerie. Oh, my God. You look stunning. And
thank
the face paint, all of it. Yay. And you guys actually won one of the best costumes.
Yeah. Yeah, we won the costume contest. There was another person who also did Alien, who rightfully also
she crushed.
Was there. But
well, what brings you here today? Like, you said you're kind of in the kind of sex-positive space.
Yeah, so I've been in this lifestyle really for over a decade now. And my job is I actually work with sex workers and photograph them for a living.
Mm.
So I work on adult film sets, and then I also work with independent sex workers as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's fun. Yeah, so do you frequent these parties a lot, or is...
This is my second play event.
Okay, cool.
So I am a part of a couple different non-monogamous communities here, and then also a couple in New York City where I used to live.
Nice.
But yeah, I've been in the lifestyle for quite a while.
Yeah, so you feel confident in your sexual power.
Absolutely. It has changed and it has definitely evolved over time. It's been a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have it figured out when I came into this space. And it took a long time once I was here to really be comfortable in it.
I'm glad you said that because I feel similarly. When I started stepping into this space, I didn't know. I wasn't very, I felt confident and good, but I feel like I was still on that journey to self-love and acceptance. And I was still figuring out like how to even voice my boundaries, but it was a great space to learn all of that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it takes multiple fuck ups to really learn it and to really feel it. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of broken pieces along the way, but at the end of the day, when you do the work, it is very rewarding when you get to that spot where you understand exactly who you are and what you want and what
mm-hmm.
you need.
Yeah, so true. Well, seeing you as a dog, do you ever explore with like primal play or have you ever done any of that fantasy stuff?
Primal? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Actual like pup play. That is something that I talked about in New York being a handler for because I actually have a background working with animals.
Okay.
I have a degree in zoology, which is kind of hilarious. And I worked with training animals for a while as well. And so one of my friends in New York was really into pup play, really wanted me to be her trainer. And then now that I'm in this outfit, I'm like, I may have actually found a space for myself.
Oh, yes.
I'm like very much feeling this. I put it on and I was like, oh, this is one of the most adorable things I've done in a long time.
So are you going to kind of maybe do some crawling around later and kind of play into
definitely.
It? Yeah.
Cruella is here with me.
Mm-hmm.
Cruella will be yanking me around on the leash and being very cruel in a consensual way. Very consensually cruel.
I love that.
Very excited for that.
I know you're dynamic too. The two of you together is sexy. I've been watching you already. Do you have any fantasies that you haven't got to fulfill, or anything that you have on like your dream list?
That's a really, really good question. There are things, but kind of making them reality is the hard part. I am pansexual, so I have like absolutely no preference when it comes to gender, sexuality, or however you present. But I'm also very demi. So I need to be like playing with people that like I know really well. But like bigger forms of like group play, I haven't done since I was a lot younger and like didn't really know all those things about myself. So they didn't quite feel safe. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of working on like, I would love to build a bigger community of people that I really feel safe with, that I can really experiment with like orgy play and group play and like doing a whole bunch of swapping and all of that stuff. And just body parts everywhere. I'm very into that as long as I feel safe with everyone.
But. Yeah. Yeah. Being demisexual is unique because you have to have that bond. You have to feel exactly. like super connected. So I can imagine play parties might be a place where you could like meet someone and maybe like follow up later, but maybe not have like a super intimate moment.
Absolutely. And I like at these parties, like I will kiss people, hold hands, all flirt. I will watch. I love to watch.
Yes, me too. I'm a voyeur for sure.
Yeah. Being a photographer, like it is my entire jam, especially at these things. I get so many ideas and I'm like, oh, we can do that. Or like I see something that like I wouldn't necessarily have thought was hot, like on paper. And then I see the dynamic between two people and I'm like, oh, I get it. I get it. So there's a lot of that exploration too happening for me at these parties, at least. And I just love the community vibes. I love being here. Part of the reason why I am non-monogamous is just that I don't like to have relationships that are, conditional mm-hmm. on what a romantic partner wants. And so while that's, I'm open to like working with my romantic partner with that. I like to be able to love on my friends. I like to be able to love on people that I'm close to and that I care about without limit. And that is, really important to me.
Well said. It's nice when you kind of figure it out, you know, I feel like then you just, you know what you want and then you can just do that exactly. and tell people what you need. Well, thanks, Nat, so much for chatting with me. And thanks for sharing your wisdom and get out there. Woof, woof.
Thank you. Maybe I'll see you later.
Yes, we'll do. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Can you tell everyone what your costume is? You look so good.
Yes, I am Alistar from Hasbin Hotel.
You got this awesome red wig with ears and you just look amazing.
Well, thank you.
So good.
I'm trying.
Do you often dress up?
No, that's why I like coming to these because I have an excuse to dress up all the time.
Yeah, the themes are fun. I love a good theme.
Themes are the best.
What about like fantasies like in the bedroom? Have you ever dressed up and like, or had a partner dress up for you in a special little like role play scenario?
I mean, I've had Halloween sex, and that usually just involves the costume still being on.
Totally.
I think outside of that one, I don't think I've had a fantasy where it's like, come dressed as this.
Yeah, schoolgirl or anything.
I've had a girl want me to wear a jockstrap.
Okay,
so, I mean, I don't know if that counts.
I had a recent comment because I had an episode where we talked about jockstraps, and people were like, what is going on with jockstraps being, like, sexualized? I'm like, because they're hot. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's got some nice bulge. It goes up in the back, especially the nice glutes.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm not super comfortable though.
You don't like them?
Meh.
Yeah.
Meh. But I'll do it.
Yeah.
It's not that big. Yeah.
So what's been going on since I saw you last? You were on the play camp. It was your first one.
Yes.
Have you been to several since then?
So I've been to two more. I actually met one of my partners at that one.
Oh, cool.
You interviewed her too at the, do you know Nick?
Yes.
So Nick.
Yes.
So I'm partners with Nick and Allie.
Oh, awesome.
And
so how's that going? Are you
good? Yeah. Nick's just off working right now. And then Allie had a birthday party to go to. So
okay, cool.
I got permission to come by myself, which is weird since literally 3 or 4 months ago, I was by myself. I'm poly now.
I was going to say, now you're poly.
I'm just became poly after one party.
It sounded like someone's just orgasming over there. I don't know if they can pick that up on these mics, but so. I'm like hearing,
if you hear that, you're going to enjoy that.
Love it. Yeah, there's some like, what is that? The cuddle puddle zone. There's like a bunch of like.
That one's just whoever's doing whatever.
Yeah, there's just a play station over there. I love it. Okay, so anyways, you're poly, you're feeling good.
Yeah.
Has there been any like jealousy? Do your partners also have other partners? Like, how
Yeah, so we all date openly. There's been some jealousy, you know, for me to adapt. Me and Nick don't date a ton of outside. We're allowed to. Allie does and also allowed to. She had a partner once that I got a little jealous over. Great guy, though. But that was new for me to deal with and just kind of we worked through it.
Yeah, those emotions are, they can come up very unexpectedly. Yeah. And it's like, you just kind of have to learn how to.
Well, you manage them. Yeah, well, first you'll pretend you're not.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm getting jealous. Why? Mm-hmm. Like, what is making me jealous about this? So dealing with that. But on the whole, it's been pretty awesome, actually.
That's great.
And it's not one of those things I thought I was going to do. So
okay.
Kind of exciting.
Love it. Love that for you. Yeah. Thanks. New explorations. I love it.
Yeah.
So do you see this being kind of your future as having multiple relationships? Or do you feel like you're just kind of in explore mode?
I don't know if it's explore mode. I think it's going to be relationship to relationship.
Yeah.
This, now I'm just kind of like what feels right and good at the time. It feels right and good. Mm-hmm. And this does.
That's my motto. Just do what feels good.
Yeah. I try to fight through some things as a lover, but yeah, it's not as weird as I thought it was going to be. I didn't think I had the capacity to kind of be able to handle
multiple relationships.
Yeah, and it also helps because ours is more of a triad where it's all three of us together instead of just like multiple partners. But for me, it's the three of us are almost a cohesive group.
Okay. That's
so that
awesome.
One's a little helpful for me because they can take care of each other if I don't have the capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just have to vocalize that, right? Like you just got to be honest. And
yeah. You know, if I get worked, I'm tired. I'll be like, hey, you guys take care of each other and I'll jump back in on the weekend.
Yeah. I had a question asked of me recently, like, seems like you're just fucking all the time, having sex all the time. And I'm like, no, just because I have a sex podcast, talk about sex, it's not happening all the time. But since you're in a triad, I'm curious, how much sex are you having? Yeah.
Not a lot, but that's me.
Okay.
I'm the non-sexual partner. So we would probably have it all the time if it was up to them.
Okay.
I get tired from work.
Yeah, so you have a demanding job and it's just not
demanding,
exhausting.
It's just hourly demanding. Okay. So I get up at like 4:30.
Wow.
And I work until like 8. So I'm just kind of toast at the end of the day. Oh yeah, no, they would love to have sex every day. And I'm like, what about like twice a week?
That's kind of what we are. Yeah,
I was like, I can get twice a week, not because I don't want you more, but my body just wants to collapse and fall asleep.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's maybe twice a week, which is could be higher, but I am fully taking responsibility for that.
Well, thanks for sharing. It's true. Do you have any exciting ideas for tonight now that you're solo here? Are you eyeing anyone cute?
We'll see.
Good.
No plans, but we'll see.
Love it. Well, thanks again for chatting and coming on and being vulnerable as always.
Thanks so much.
Have fun tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good. All right. Hi, Casey.
Hiya.
You are two-faced. You have a purple wig. Your tie is even like, oh my God, your pants, everything.
The character is splashed by acid on one side.
Okay.
And then he just sort of has a bad side and a good side.
I love it. You look so good.
Thanks.
Cosplay. Do you like to dress up? Do you often go all out?
I seldom dress up, but I made this costume when I was dressing up a little more, and that was 12 years ago. So it was in the closet, ready to go.
Love it. Yeah. Do you ever dress up with partners and lovers in the bedroom at all? Like any fantasy?
Role play, yes.
Yeah.
Costumes, not usually.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of clothes, so if I don't have to wear them, I don't.
Right. I agree. I love that. What are some of your favorite, like, is this your first time at a party like this?
No, I'm the lighting designer, so this is my 8th, I think.
Okay, nice. So you're familiar with this vibe. Do you have any favorite experience that you've had at one of these kind of parties that you could share?
The very first one that I lit, I got through all the performances of the burlesque and all of that, and then I kind of was feeling a little tired, and so I crawled behind a fern and fell asleep. And they thought I had left the party for 2 hours, but I was sleeping. Oh, the DJ was right there. Everyone's dancing right there. Someone's fucking right there. And I'm sleeping under a fern. It was awesome.
Okay. I love that. I love that. That is a good story. What about a sexy story? Do you like to get freaky sometimes at these parties, or are you more?
I'm a little shyer. Okay. I've played at one party, but I, you know, was with my existing partner. She mm-hmm. came with me. We played together and then she went home. I don't know. I don't have that computer chip that allows me to just run up to people and be like, hey, you're sexy, I'm sexy, let's get sexy.
Yeah, so, let's fuck. Yeah. No, you need a little bit more.
I need to know people. You know, in my personal life, I am slow to warm. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's the same with play.
Yeah. A lot of people are that way. I feel like the older I've gotten too, the more I feel like I need a little bit of a deeper connection to just, be.
There was actually a woman I was hoping was going to be here, because it would have been the fourth time that we had seen each other, and I was feeling kind of excited about seeing her again. I don't know that I would have invited her to play, but I was getting closer to that feeling. So, but she's not here.
No. Oh, bummer.
No, and her partner is, so I guess she's busy tonight.
Oh, bummer. Well, do you see yourself kind of being in this space? Do you feel like a very sex positive person? Like, are you?
Oh, this is very much my vibe.
Yeah, this is your vibe.
I'm also on the planning committee for Kinky Salon Los Angeles. So okay, we throw cool. sort of similar events. And I've always been, I belong to Sex Positive LA. This is a strong component of my life and I'm going to say politics, although that's not exactly right, but my ideology.
Yeah. Do you feel like you've learned a lot from this space too, or?
I would say the one thing that I've learned from this particular group is that a swinger party can actually feel like an ethical gathering of people who care about people. Mm-hmm. And that has not been my previous experience with swing events. So that was basically, I was ready for my first one to be my last one. And then I really liked the vibe. So that was wonderful and surprising and felt good. And, you know, I felt like everyone at the party was safe and everyone else was looking out for them. And that felt really awesome.
Yeah, that's what's so good about these places is I do feel like it's very, obviously it's very consent focused and very ethical. Everyone's just really generous and kind. And I feel like it kind of produces this very safe space to be vulnerable and be yourself. And a lot of people don't have that in other parties or other lifestyle events. It doesn't feel that way. So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, even just a place to practice verbally communicating about the things you want to do together. You know, that's got to carry out into the world, right? Mm-hmm. The next person that you meet, you're going to be like, hey, would you mind if I sucked your toe or, you know, whatever it is. And that is so hot once you get used to it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't used to it yet. So,
yeah. It's good to spread that. And I'm loving that we have these orgasms happening over there. Have you been so hearing?
Good. Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Yes, I love it.
He's doing good work.
Have you orgasmed yet today?
I have not orgasmed yet today. I've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
Took a long time to set up all the lights.
So. Yeah, the lights look amazing. Awesome. Well, I'm sure I'll see you maybe then at another party if you're...
I certainly hope so.
Sure. And thanks for coming on and being vulnerable and chatting with my audience. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. What's the name of your podcast?
Sweet Release.
Sweet Release.
Sweet Release with Barbie Jean. Name. Yeah.
Awesome.
Check it out.
Thanks, Barbie.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hi, Anita.
Hi.
Thank you so much for chatting with me. This is your first party.
Yes, it is.
How are you feeling?
You know, amazingly welcomed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's such a welcoming community and space, and it makes you feel really at home for a lot of people.
It does. Yeah. It's just, I didn't know that it was going to be so accepting and loving of everyone. Yeah,
that's awesome. So you'll probably be back again, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yay. How did you find out about this? Is this something you've been wanting to do for a while? Something like this? Or
no, it was a friend who I had who performed in Fire. And it just kind of made me learn about things like this. And I just thought it was an amazing thing.
Yeah, fire play is one of my favorite things. So I can imagine your friend introducing you to that whole space. And then, of course, there's a lot of performances here, too, which I love that they incorporate a lot of that artistic element.
For sure. The excitement of it, mm-hmm. you know, is very and a unique thing about this space.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Were you nervous about anything coming today?
Yeah, yeah. How did it? As I was driving down, I was like, what am I doing? Like, what is going on? But I just, you know, decided to just trust myself and move forward and try something new. And it's been a beautiful experience.
Yeah, it's good to just kind of even work through the nerves, you know, and just remind yourself, like, this is going to be an experience.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah, you got this. Well, you look amazing, too. Well, you look so good. Do you like to dress up in the bedroom?
Do you have an element?
Yeah. Do you have any like role plays that you've ever done with partners or anything like that? No.
This is new.
New for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you excited to kind of explore like sexually? Have you kind of opened up sexually in past relationships?
I'm wanting to explore more in this relationship and with myself of just learning these new things. I'm finding that it feels very empowering.
Yeah, that's the word for it, is empowering. The more you learn about yourself, the more empowered you feel. Yeah, I'm always encouraging people, self-love, self-pleasure. And then you can share that with the world. And it's, beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thanks, Anita, for chatting with me and being vulnerable and sharing with my audience. And I hope you have a great rest of your first night here at the play.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, hi, Dylan.
Hi, Barbie.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled.
This is your first time, right?
It's my first time anything like this, yeah.
First sex party ever.
Yep.
How are you feeling?
There's no words, honestly. Like, I feel like words will not do it justice, but it's incredible.
Good vibes.
Absolutely. The people are amazing. Just everything about it is more than I would have ever dreamed. Honestly.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love to hear that. And you said, you were saying, when we were just chatting inside, that you go to a lot of festivals and you're definitely in the music space. And I feel like those are very adjacent to this, because it's like, it's just a lot of dopamine. And it's like
it's a huge dopamine rush. But the crowd is like very open and accepting, and there's like not really much judgment. So my buddy who told me about this, we had gone to a couple festivals together. And he was like, hey, I'm going to this lifestyle party like later this month. I think you'd really be into it because I know you're open-minded. And I was like, say less. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. I am. Okay,
so,
cool.
But yeah, to go on your point, the crowds are very similar just because they're so loving and accepting. So,
yeah. Have you ever done like threesomes or group play scenarios at all?
I've done a threesome actually at one of the festivals that me and my buddy were hanging out at, which was cool. That was the only one I've ever done. And I would love to do more.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Group play is one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan. So yeah, you're at the right place.
Yeah. It seems like it. Everything I've seen. I was like, I just want to walk over there and jump right on in.
Well, yeah, you can definitely do that. I would love to learn a little bit more about you. Do you have any like, are you pretty sexually open in the bedroom? Like, do you have any fantasies or things that you love exploring?
My biggest fantasy probably is that I would love nothing more to be getting girl out while having another one ride me.
Oh, like yes.
That. I would love that. I'm a giver. I'd go down on a girl for forever. Yeah.
Yes, so as you should.
Shit. Yeah, they're queens.
You should. We are the queens.
The female body is beautiful.
Yeah.
So I worship that shit.
Mm-hmm. And you have to. I mean, I talk a lot about it on the pod. Like, women need, we need longer time to climax. Like, you got to build it up.
Whenever I'm in a relationship or like with somebody, you're getting off first 100% of the time. And then I'll get off after. But even if I don't, like, I want you to fucking orgasm, have a good time. So
yeah, good. So
I get pleasure from giving you pleasure. So
yeah, that's the vibe that you want. I love that.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope you have fun tonight. I hope you get some orgasms and we'll see.
Yeah.
Or just mingle. A lot of the times at parties like these, I just like to like meet people and then hopefully like have a date after. Sometimes it's a lot to just like go in for it.
There's a lot going on, and I'm just going to like soak everything in, and wherever the night takes me, it takes me. I'm not expecting anything, but who knows where I'll end up.
Yeah, that's
so
the vibe.
I'll just go with the vibe, yeah. But I do also like, before I even got here, just like learning a little bit about that and through the interview process and stuff like that, I was like, damn, I feel like this is something that I actually want to like get involved with and like help. So like, I know everyone's like photography or like performers and shit like that. I'm just like, what can I do to like give back to the community? Like, even before I even stepped foot in here, I was like, sounds like something I want to do.
Well, that's awesome. So, yeah, that's kind of that burner vibe too. You just want to give. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a giver.
Yeah, my dad was a hippie. I never, unfortunately, passed away before I got to do like fun stuff with him. But he was a hippie. He had like a VW bus, like an Afro, all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So
nice.
Like, I feel like I'm living through him.
Oh, cool. Him. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So I'm just open-minded about everything. That's where I'm at.
That's so awesome.
Hopefully I've been talking enough into the mic you guys can hear me.
I can pick it up. No worries. Perfect. You're good. Well, thanks, Dylan. I appreciate you being vulnerable, Barbie, and sharing some of your story.
Thank you for plucking me out of the crowd.
Yeah, of course.
I'm stoked. For my first time this going for an interview, I was like, yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, check it out. Sweet Release.
All right.
With Barbie Jean.
What are you on? What are platforms?
Everything.
Got to plug you right now.
Everything. No, YouTube, if you want to watch it, or Spotify, you can watch it, but you can listen anywhere you get your pods. Right. So, I guess I'll ask you real quick. When was that last time you had that sweet release? Have you orgasmed today?
No, not yet.
You were waiting, edging yourself?
Yeah, I was just soaking everything in, but hopefully soon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could probably say this, but I found Squirtle after the opening ceremony, and she said, come find me later, so... We'll see.
Yes, there was a squirting performance vibe.
And I was literally front row, and I did not even know what was going to happen. And I was like, whoa, I didn't realize that was SeaWorld. But I'm here for it. I love this.
SeaWorld.
Yeah, it was fucking incredible.
Yes, to squirting. Fuck yeah. All right, well, enjoy the rest of your night. Thanks again.
Absolutely. No problem, Barbie. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hug here.
Thanks so much.
Of course.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Hi, Minnie.
Hi.
You look so cute and amazing. And yes, give me a twirl. Yay. How are you doing? This is your first party.
This is. And it was just, it's so crazy just like being here. Because like I was invited out as a hentai artist.
Right. You were just doing art. You just painted me and my partner, Drew. It's so beautiful.
It's my first time ever at a sex party in general. Just being involved in the scene and in this community. And I felt like I could be like, safe here because people are so friendly, and just being able to just generally be kind with their words, and it really does touch me and how I want to like show my art. And I'm just glad that this is the space I got to do that in.
Yeah, so you've been an artist for a while, but this is the first
it's weird because it's like you know when like your parents are just kind of like don't make artists like your like where you like get paid or anything, but make it like your life, like a lifestyle,
like a passion kind of thing.
And I've always just been drawing, but this is the year where I like, actually 2 days out from now, I was like, I basically had like a mental breakdown that made me be like, I want to pursue art, like genuinely being able to like show what I can do. And then this is the year that I was able to just like put myself out there as much as I could.
And how cool that you're drawing. I mean, you are drawing some sexually explicit like pictures, but most of them I saw were just like beautiful, like just people's faces and lovers together. And it's so fun.
I think I like most of just like how each person is just so good with their like, especially with their cosplay and everything. So I really like the theme for it. But then it's just like, people just want to be drawn for the, like just themselves, like even if it's in just a like a costume, it's still a part of themselves. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I like that.
Yeah, I love that. So are you're not really thinking about playing tonight at all, or are you just kind of
I won't be playing tonight. Mm-hmm. It's just like I'm like a slow starter, like you know, I want to just get to know people like in a genuine level, and then I'm able to like open up some more. I'm just like a
a slow burn.
I'm a slow burn person. I'm definitely a slow burn person.
Yeah, that's pretty common. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's good to be that way, because then you really figure out what you like and what you don't like. Mm-hmm. And you kind of know yourself, and it feels I like that.
I think it's like, if you get to know me more, I'm actually a gremlin.
A gremlin.
So to me, I'm like I'm shy now, but I swear my personality is gonna come out sooner or later. I just want to warn you guys.
Doesn't this kind of make you feel like you can be yourself too? Mm-hmm. Like everyone's just free spirited, and
just being able to just realize how people are so accepting, like to themselves as well as just to other people, just allows us like, not only I feel like not just me, just people to just be more of like themselves, and also like the kind version of themselves. I feel like it's so easy to judge being kind, but where you're in a place where you're not judged, you choose kindness.
That's so true. Well said. I love that. Beautiful. You're freezing. You're shaking. It's so cold out here.
I am.
I put all my clothes back on. Yeah. Thank you so much for being out here with me. So nice meeting you. And thanks for your beautiful art. And thanks for chatting.
Thank you.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Thank you for chatting with me.
I'm so happy to be here, Barbie.
Yes. Welcome. So have you been to a party like this before?
I've actually never been to a play party before.
So this is your first ever play party.
Yes. Yeah.
At the play. Cosplay.
This is like the place to be, though.
I think. It is. That's why I've been collabing with them. They're like the place to be.
I've been to a couple of clubs in downtown where I felt like I was risking my life a little bit.
Downtown LA?
Yeah, downtown LA.
Okay.
Like parking my car, the security guard being like, park a couple streets up because they're going to break in. Me being like, okay. So I'm really happy to be here where it's like, everybody's nice.
We're in Bel Air.
This is fucking
beautiful.
Yeah, it's
very stars.
Nice. And everybody's so friendly, which I really like.
Have you been meeting a lot of cool people?
Yeah. And you know what? I was a little worried because it's a lot of couples. And like, I came totally by myself. Like, I didn't know anybody here before I came. And I came with two people. We decided we were going to Uber together because we lived near each other. And I mean, I've played with both of them extensively in the last hour.
Yes.
So I was like, it's so wonderful.
That's serendipitous.
Some neighbors, some friends. I'm loving it.
So how many sweet releases have we had so far?
I'm not counting.
Okay. Yes.
You know, I think that after three, you need to stop counting and start living in the moment.
I love that.
Under three, you should be counting. You should be making sure that you're getting your needs taken care of. It's very important. But after three, I think you just need to let go and let the play take over. You know?
So well said. What was one of your favorite kind of positions you were doing or something, if you're willing to share and get a little...
I forget what the name of it is, but there's like the little chair, like the little thing where there's like four...
Oh, the Sibian.
The Sibian, yes.
And that's like a, what's it? It's just like specially made. Like I've never seen four.
It's custom.
Custom. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
I love that. That's so fun. I like that the whole place feels very curated for like, I know it's not necessarily curated for this event, but it feels curated for this event. It's really beautiful. And I like that everybody came in costume because I love to show up in an outfit.
What are you?
Well, I was going to be Tinkerbell and then I got these little leg things and I was like, Peter Pan wears these technically in like the BBC, but I thought that was really hot when Peter Pan wore them. Then I didn't have fairy wings and then someone said I was a dyad, but then I had a couple of drinks and I started telling people I was a gonad, and so now I'm just not telling anyone I'm anything at all. Okay. Besides just like here, game, fun, hot. I'm just here for a good time. Yes. Please don't ask me what my costume is.
But you look good.
But you're Mario.
I'm Mario. We did a little gender fluid switch. My partner is Princess Peach.
It's really cute. I really like that.
Yeah, I we're having fun. Comfy. I mean, I wish I had my cute onesie on more, but I had to put my leggings back on. It's fucking cold out here.
I know. I have like a fur coat. I keep offering like really pretty girls. I'm like, I have a fur coat in the coat check if you want to put it on. And then I'm like, I'm not going to lie, I've offered to few women before you so that it might be gone, but I just hope somebody's warm out here, you know?
Do you also feel like, because you're queer, I take it? Yeah. Do you also feel like there's like a good balance of like queerness here? Like I feel
So I was in a relationship with a woman for like 3 years before this. And I think that what's been difficult for me is like re-entering sort of like hooking up with women in a way that feels safe because I've been like in intense relationships with women for so long. And I was like a little, you know, tentative, like play party. I feel like there's like an association with that, this kind of like event where it's like, you know, the men think that they're sleeping with the women. And like what I have experienced is like the most like wonderful, open, like willing to conversate about like where they're at and what they want women since I've gotten in the Uber with the women that I came with. And I'm like, I love it. It's so nice to be able to like sort of start from scratch and not have to have the like preset like what we're supposed to be talking about, what we're where we're supposed to be at, but instead being like, hey, like I'm going through this, I don't want to do this, but I do want to do this. I'm like, I'll do that with you. I'm so good game and willing for whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm having so much fun.
Yay. I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a vulnerable space and it's good to hear you're having all these good conversations and trying new things. And I love it. That's
and I'm like exploring my bisexuality and the men here are like, I mean, especially in the wake of everything that's been going on politically, I was like a little worried about even being around men, to be completely transparent. And I'm like seeing these men who are like, hi, like, I've taken many classes on consent and I'm like very informed on consent and I will like not even come within 6 feet of you without asking for your consent. And I'm like, God, that's fucking beautiful. I love that.
It's sexy.
These people, it's so sexy. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to be in a space where that's the bar, you know, the bar is like informed consent. The bar is like understanding, communicating. The bar is not like, well, like that's what you do on a first date. It's like, no. That's what you do at the play.
Yeah.
And at the play, it has to be a fuck yeah. And I love that.
It's a good vibe. No, I love it. I'm so happy you're having a good time.
Thank you.
Thanks for being vulnerable and chatting with my audience and sharing your story.
Yeah, it's so lovely.
I hope you have some more sweet releases continue. And maybe I'll see you again at another party.
Absolutely.
We're going to connect. Yeah,
we're going to chat. Yeah, we're besties already. So once you've been to the play, I think you're friends for life.
Yeah, there's good. Yeah. All right. The energy's special.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, babe.
Thank you.
Hi, sweets. It's Amario. Sorry, had to get into character one last time. I'm closing out the night. It has been such a great time here. Oh my God. The vibe has been amazing. I just had this delicious mint that somebody gave me that was just making my mouth salivate and it was delicious. Apparently they're good for blowjobs. I was like, yes, this is awesome. It was massaging and tickling my tongue in a perfect way. So that was my sweet release I just had. But everyone else has been moaning and groaning and having a great time. People are also mingling by the fire pits and it's just a vibe here. So as you know, I love the play. I'm grateful to be here. If you're ever visiting LA, check out the play. It is just such a good time. But I appreciate you guys coming back week after week. I love you so much. Be sweet to yourself. And yeah, be sweet to everyone else around you out there. Talk soon. Bye.